Blog Talk Radio.
That was a challenge. Okay, but we're all in. All the lines are connected. Let me take one more glance just to make sure everything's connected here. Okay, we just had some technical challenges getting all the lines up. Then I couldn't get the microphone line on, but everything is in place. So let's just jump right into getting the recordings going, and we'll get underway. Tony, you're here, right?
Okay, I'm here.
All right.
I'm ready. Let's get started.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, September 19, 2018. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. All right, it's a glorious morning. Glad to be back here with you guys. Missed you on Monday. Actually had some information, discussion won't take place. But of course, Ray had a little incident in his house. Just a little bit. Wasn't, catastrophic. It was close enough, right?
Well, not
so
my
we had
house.
A little cleanup to do. And,
yeah,
brother-in-law's house. I sent it out to everybody so they would know. And we just had to take care of what we had to take care of. But we're back now, ready to go. Ray, everything okay?
Everything is A-okay, especially now that we have these technical issues out of the way. But no weather issues to be concerned with now, so we're good to go.
All right. So we want to say appreciate everybody who sent their prayers, loves, and thoughts, and wanted
yes.
to make donations to Ray's brother-in-law and house and all that, but no need for all that. He did have insurance, house insurance, automobile insurance, so everybody's okay. So we can move on. All right, Ray, any updates we got to do, or you want to say thank you or anything to anybody? Or?
Well, you covered that pretty much for us, so that's good. Thank you, everyone.
Okay.
But no updates. We didn't put anything out since Monday because it's been quiet as a cemetery for what we're looking for. I mean, it hasn't been totally quiet, but for what we're looking for, I'd say it's been quiet as a cemetery.
All right. Well, guys, so let's go into this then before we get into the questions. Let me explain to everybody a little bit about where I think we are and what we can see happening here. So, guys, no less than 10 articles have come out about the leap to zeros, about the currency, and about the exchange rates and everything that Iraq plans to do. So we know that. Last week, I told you guys the banks were looking at somewhere between the 15th and the 22nd. I told you that our guy was looking for what Iraq had put out to put out some more lower category notes, is what they're calling the 50s, the 20s, the 100s, 500s. And they were supposed to put some out on Monday and Tuesday, or start, on Sunday or Monday. And then put out even more next month. The banks were ready to go. They were setting people up. Reno was actually telling some people to be in Reno on Monday, Tuesday. All of this, and I said it real clear, I'm sure I did, that even the jackass could hear it, was predicated on if they did the right thing on Saturday. Okay, on Saturday, which we always say, well, are they going to do what they say they're going to do? Which I always say, don't listen to what they say. watch what they do, because that's what's important, what they actually do. Because Iraq says a lot of stuff that never gets done. But maybe that's their plan, and it is, and things happen, because it's reality. You have the best plan in the world, but somebody is always trying to screw it up, and somebody is always trying to get it through so we can continue to move on. And that is why things change. Now, have they changed that much? No. But what we have to be careful of, because there's a bunch of, or a group of people, I'm going to say, gurus, know-it-alls, people just putting out information, whatever you want to call them. And everybody wants to be right. And there's no need to be right. There's just a need to be. This is what's going on. This is where we're trying to get to. But people just say all kind of things. And again, I get all kind of questions. And, you know, I saw where there was two paragraphs of TNT Tony says, some idiot put out, and I didn't say any of it. I don't even know where it came from. But those are things we have to be careful of if we're reading everywhere. Listen to what that person says, because I told you guys 8 years ago, 9 years ago, I listen to everybody until they just outright, you know. What's that saying? How does it go, Ray? Better to be thought an idiot than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. Well, until they do that part, I try and listen to them, remove all doubt. And you get as desperate as, you know, almost every site, unfortunately. And I'm not bragging about that. It's just reality. You guys go out there and look. Every site, TNT, Tony said. Tony said. Tony said. And again, I'd say what I get and try and pass the information on. But sometimes people misinterpret it, or some people just hear what they want to hear. And that's where we have to be careful. And that's where... Here's the thing. Anyway, always, every one of our calls is recorded. So you guys can go back again and again and again and listen. We have them recorded from the very first call. They're all on the site. We have them all right there. So there's nothing to hide. So with that, I put out just what I did last week. This is what the banks are doing. This is what we're looking for in Iraq. And this is what they said they were going to do. They said they were going to vote on Saturday. They're going to do everything they can to get the government going. They didn't do that. So far, they have the speaker and two deputies. Now, they said they was going to vote on the third deputy today or tomorrow, is what the article said. Except today, we get an article that says, oh, guess what? Now they're not going to vote till the 25th. Oh, guess what? Article came out that says, you know what? They're going to vote on the third deputy on October the 2nd. So where does that leave everywhere else? Because they changed from Saturday. So what about the local or the lower categories that were supposed to come out on Monday or Tuesday? We hear nothing about them. Iraq said they're going to put a bunch of them out and then put even more next month. We know they were supposed to put out a bunch of the lower categories they currently have, and the plan was to put their lower denominations, the ones, two, and the fives, out next month. I know that was the plan, and still could be the plan. It's just not on the day that it was going to be, because this has been pushed out to we don't know where. If it's not going to be tomorrow, is it going to be the 25th? Is it going to be October the 2nd? You never know, because it's Iraq. But I do know for a fact, like I told you guys Friday, over the weekend, some people that I have personal contact with have been called to Reno because they thought they were going to start processing their people this week. So they told them to be here Monday, Tuesday. They told them to be there tomorrow. Or get ready to be here, because we're going to start. Because that's what they've been told. Same thing the banking system has been told. And as of yesterday, they said, okay, just wait a few more days. It's coming, it's coming, Everything's being finalized. It's coming. We know that was the plan last Friday. They're saying that still is the plan. And we may be surprised at what we see. So we're going to have to wait on that and actually see. Why are the banks important, guys? Why is the bank information important? Why is rental information important? Because that's when we get paid. That's why that's important to us. What are they doing? What are they saying? What are they telling us to gear up to? So we know where our plan falls in. Is what Iraq doing important to us? Yes, because nothing can start without them. It's just more confusing than what our people are saying they're trying to do. Because we know it's a constant battle in Iraq every day. So here's the latest and greatest. Abadi's not going to be the prime minister. We saw that last week. Abadi said he's not going to even run. He didn't want to run to be the prime minister. We saw all that last week. And I've been telling you guys the whole time the U.S. wants Abadi to be the prime minister. Well, guess what? Now Abadi's going to be the prime minister. Oh, is that right? Yes, because the U.S. went over, they met with all the Kurdistan people individually, convincing them for Abadi. They met with everybody over there saying, this is the guy we need in order to get accomplished what we want to get accomplished. So now all of a sudden, all these articles are coming out saying, guess what? Abadi's still the strongest candidate. Article came out saying, well, Abadi never said that he was resigning his name from being a candidate. So just wipe out everything that we heard about last week about Abadi because it's all different this week. He's still running. He's still in contention because the religious authority said, first of all, he didn't want anybody that had been in the government before to be in charge. But he does want the person who's most capable of continuing what Abadi has started, what has happened for the last 2 or 3 years in the direction the company's going, country is going. And guess who they decided that was? Well, that's Abadi, because he's the only one who knows that. He's done it. So on that side, is Maliki and his group still trying to cause trouble? Yes. They're still trying to say the U.S. is pressuring everybody. They're still trying to say that Abadi has made all these deals with the U.S. and they want to know what they are because the U.S. wants him to be in there so bad. So there's still argument going back and forth. They still need another deputy, though. They still need a prime minister before things can go forward to me. Can they do it without it? Yes. But CBI has come out and said they need stability. They didn't say what stability was. They didn't say speaker and the prime minister is stability. But they didn't say we need every position in the government field. That's our stability. They didn't say we need Maliki to be hung or in jail for 100 years and for Iran to have all their forces moved out. That's stability. So they have yet to define what stability is to them. So we have to look at all the other pieces and put those together and see what they need, what's going to happen if they don't do it. Are these countries going to back out if they have a body in, they have their prime minister, they have enough to form a government in those 90-day period of time? Do they wait that 90 days and let something else happen? Let Maliki or Iran cause some other problems, let some other riots or things break out, or do they take advantage of that and change their country forever? Which one sounds right to you? I know it sounds right to me. I know what I'm hearing they're trying to do, and I know what the banks over here who are gearing up for them to do. So that's what I have to look at. Until something else changes. So right now, we didn't get what we wanted over the weekend. I don't know if we're going to get it tomorrow or not because the two articles came out this morning. One says the 25th and one says October the 2nd that they've now moved it to. But it's good. The one that says the 25th, you guys have read it also said that gives them 7 days to name the prime minister to be within the Constitution. Now, the one that says they're going to vote on the 2nd of October doesn't conclude a day for the prime minister. So it's all out there. It's going forward. There's not a lot being said yesterday or today, both over there here, except for my guy in Iraq, and he's part of, you know, what's going on over there, so that's the best way I could say it, is these articles are 2 years old. A bunch of these are repeat articles, because what they're doing, if you read the articles, what they're clearly explained to everybody is the process they had to go through in order to get the Iraq dinar ready for a change in the exchange rate. They listed the whole process. Then say, this is what we have to do. This is what was required for this to happen. And we can read it and see, okay, they've done this. They've done this. They did that. We can see this was the process we lived through already. And they are now ready to go. So are they educating the citizens once again? Yes, they're educating the entire world. This is what we went through. IMF required us to do this. Europe required us to do this. The U.S. required us to do this. Those are things they have already accomplished. Not that they need to accomplish, have already accomplished, enabling them to be right where they are today, where they can make a flip of the switch. Like he says, when the country is stable, that means when the government is stable, when it's finalized, because the country itself, again, I don't care what some idiot tells you, is never going to be stable. It's Iraq. That's how they live, how they're going to live for the next 50 years. Somebody's always going to try to do something. Iran is always going to try and take control. Maliki is going to fight to the end. That's just how it is. Some other groups are going to do that until they make changes, probably over the next 4 years, and they see a better life. In order for them to see a better life, they have to change the exchange rate. They have to let all these investors and groups come in and accomplish all the things they wanted to, water, food, mineral, jobs, so everybody can see that better life. That's the only way it goes away. If that doesn't happen, there's never going to be any change. But anyway, that's where we are today. Anybody got any questions about that? Wait till after Ray reads the other questions. We'll talk about it. Okay, Ray?
All right. Let's see.
Go ahead.
Alf says, I wrote last Friday about exchange centers in the South Tidewater area. I forgot to include the state, which we determined it was Virginia. He says, I asked because none of the information departments know where the dispersing office or officer would be on the base. So I guess
okay. The
question still is, well, we told him we didn't know about any exchange centers in the Tidewater area, didn't we?
I don't know what exchange centers are going to be there, and even on the base, finance office is where your exchange center is going to be, because there's going to be one on whatever base you're at. That's where the money is. That's where it would be at on base. So not at the credit union or anywhere else. Where do you go to exchange currency when you come back now if you bring currency back from overseas? That's where it's going to be at on the base. Okay?
Okay. Elsie says, I asked too late last week, so could you tell me if it is advantageous to start a foundation, charity, or similar for giving the 10% tithe? I'm curious because I understand there are limits to lifetime giving, so wondering whether this would help so that more can be given without penalties to charitable places such as churches and other similar benevolent places. If so, about how long do these take to set up? Okay. Setting up your own foundation charity is going to be about the best thing that any of you could do while you're still living and breathing. Not only for mankind, but for yourself and your family. You have to set up the right one. So don't rush into this. We don't have to RV on Tuesday and then have a foundation on Wednesday. It's not that urgent of a thing to do, but any of you don't look into it, I think you're making a foolish mistake financially and learn all of the benefits. But Elsie, if you're going to be giving to other charities, don't worry about the lifetime gifting limit. That's for individuals. But still, getting your foundation charity is going to be the utopian thing to do because it's going to create other utopian realities. So keep that in mind. Sunstar says, number one, are there still restrictions on how much dinar you can bring in and out of the country?
I'm pretty sure they are. They're going to be that way forever. And there's no restrictions. There's restrictions without declaring it. You're going to have to declare it.
Okay. Number two, any CBI, WTO, or IMF news you can share?
CBI, WTO. Let me see. WTO is trying to change their rules of engagement. CBI is waiting for stability. IMF is waiting for, like everybody else knows, Iraq to have a government in place. And we're ready to go. There's really nothing restricting them, guys, until they get this government in place. And that's what we're waiting for. Now, why they're dragging it out, we don't know. We talked about it. We talked about it last month. They could be dragging it out to the end of this month because of the, what is it, Ray? Fiscal year. Not physical, but fiscal year, okay, which is September the 30th. So they can start on a fresh year. They can be dragging out to the first week in October for that very same reason, if that's what Iraq was trying to do. They can be dragging it out right now so that it hits in October and we have a good month and the Republicans go into November election as superstars. Because look at our economy over the last month. Boom, it's exploding. Money's everywhere. People are buying things everywhere. Market is up. Because when we get into the conversation, I was looking at this cannabis company this morning. And, this stock has gone up 200% already. So there's a lot of things that are going to happen this very next month as soon as it does. So, now, is that the reason? I don't know. Are those some benefits that can come with it happening in the first week of October? Absolutely. Could happen, in the last week of September and carry over. The only problem right now, guys, September accounting-wise, and they may not even care, but I know for a fact because I was required to do it enough times, I had to have every dime spent in my account on September the 30th when I was in the military. And I mean, hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars had to be spent by September 30th. Somebody asked about a $30,000 ashtray and sent me an email. Believe me, we bought plenty of ashtrays for $30,000 because the money had to be spent. If they do this right now and all this money comes out and every agency that has it, and they got to spend money by the 30th of September or wait and do their exchange afterwards. I don't know. But I don't know if, that's why this time frame is a little iffy because it affects more than just people. It affects the banks because they go by fiscal year. It definitely affects government and not just our country who have all this in, they have to do an accounting in the last 5-10 days for what's going on. Does that play into it? I don't know. The banks still think something's going to happen this month because they say we're not going to get out of this month without seeing this. And I hope and pray they're right. Mm-hmm. But I could see why we would, too. So, okay, go ahead.
Okay, number three from Sunstar says, Ray, I found a few exchange locations in my state. On your list of banks exchanging dinar, are any of the listed locations in the Minneapolis, Minnesota area? The more exchange options I have, the better. Minnesota, yes. Minneapolis, no. Next member,
what?
Favored Highly. I'm saying, yes, I have a bank listed in the state of Minnesota, but not Minneapolis.
But not in Minneapolis?
That I don't
okay.
have on my list. I'm not saying there's not one in Minneapolis. No one's ever reported to us of a bank in Minneapolis that is currently exchanging dinar in Minnesota. So I don't
but
have it on my
will
list
be.
Because it hasn't been.
I'm telling
been.
You right now.
Oh, I'm sure there will be, too. But he's trying to find one today. I don't have one to say that, yeah, there's one in Minneapolis right now exchanging dinar. But there might be.
Okay,
so
let me say this real
members,
quick.
Anyone
about...
listening, text me and let me know if there's a bank in Minneapolis today exchanging, buying, selling dinar. Yes, go ahead, Tony.
All right, let me say this real quick. Some of the biggest areas of Muslims are in Minneapolis and are in New Jersey, and there's one other place. I forgot where it was. But trust me, they will be exchanging dinar in Minneapolis and New Jersey. There's too many people, too many that are involved, and it's for them not to. All right, go ahead.
Okay. David Holly says, Tony, a month or two ago, we heard a lot about large tranches being moved around the world to prepare for the GCR and other things. I haven't heard anything lately about money movement. Is it still happening or has it been redirected or stopped? I wonder who she heard it from.
I think it's...
Anyway, go ahead.
I don't know, but if it did, I would think it's where it needs to be right now and sitting there. Now, we know this happened, well, actually, probably every year. At least a couple years ago, because not only were we associated well with the banks that were doing it, but we got right down to the drivers and when they were delivering it. So we were getting the information all the way, and they were doubling, tripling, and quadrupling money in locations where, you know, they normally didn't do that. So, yes, it has happened, and I believe it is still... well, they're ready to go because the banks are ready to go, so it has to be sitting there.
Okay. Let's see. She slipped in another question here. Are we waiting for one toll-free number for the U.S. or a toll-free number for each zone in the U.S.? No, we don't have any zones. We have districts. But anyway, go ahead, Tony. What do you want to say about the 800 number?
I ain't even going to answer that question because we done told her 100 times. So you can answer it if you want to. So don't talk to me about that. You know better. Every zone is going to have their own number. I thought Ray was going to tell you. But we already discussed that. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, let me see. We talked districts. But the
Well, yeah, districts.
Well, you know what?
So.
Okay. Sweet and Low One. Yeah, we'll see. Sweet and Low One says, are the banks still in the window of the 22nd? We've heard forever that they're ready. Yes. Okay. T Tavern says, good afternoon, Ray and Tony. Has the court decided on who is the largest block? What is the latest on it?
The latest is the court had said that they already discussed that last year, even though there are groups, and there was an article over the weekend saying they're waiting for the court to rule again on who is the largest block, which really didn't make any sense. But that could have been an old article. Because Iraq is just waiting for the deputies then they're saying they're going to name, when they do this third deputy, they're going to name the largest block, and they're going to put up who their person is. Now, we already know, if you guys don't know, we're seeing a bunch of stuff about Kurdistan, they're split. We saw a bunch of stuff today and before about Maliki and Abadi and Amiri and how they have split up their group. And they've been in power, their group is here since 2003. Last 15 years, this is going to be the first time that they're out of power as a group, because the group is going to split up or splitting up even if Abadi wins. So that's a little bit different. The U.S. over there already has Kurdistan telling them that's who they need, Abadi. So all we need to do is see the vote. Kurdistan is going to go with Sadr, everybody else. That's going to be the largest group, and Abadi is going to be their nominee. That's how I see it happening. Okay.
Cool. Pastor Lupe says, thanks for all you all do. Glad you're okay. And Tony's son is getting better. One question. Will the South Korean currency be in one of the baskets?
It's not in this basket that I know of.
Okay, me either. One Eye Rose says, hello, Supreme Being and King Ray. Tony, last week you stated that all international banking is done in Reno. Well, he didn't say all, but anyway. If that is the case, if we choose to digitize foreign currencies without going to the Caymans, can we go to Reno for business transactions?
Okay, that is not what I said, that all international. I said Reno itself has different rules than the rest of our country. And something the banking system probably didn't want you guys to even know about. But that's why they do deals in Reno, because there are different rules and they are remained, I don't want to say classified, but closed, away from the public. So you, as Joe Public, would have to do your deals the way you normally do. Our government does deals that are, I'm going to say, in the gray area. That's not what I really want to say, but I'm just going to say in the gray area, if they have deals that need to be done, they do those kind of deals there.
Okay. Rusty Joe says, I understand you never mentioned General 64, but I have been only on your forum and your calls. But my question is, even though I might be notified by Wells Fargo, if I hear from your 800 numbers, can I do that? Or need to wait for Wales?
You can use the 800 number from anybody you get it from, anywhere you get it. Once this is activated, it's activated for everybody. No one has to have anybody else's permission to do anything. From that moment on, it's between you and that bank. Unless you're in a group, then it's you and your paymaster.
Okay. Let's talk live to some members. 312 area code. You are on.
Good afternoon, Mr. Ray Wren. How are you, sir?
I am fantabulous-er to the nth degree. And yourself?
I'm doing quite well. And good morning, Tony. How are you?
I am super fantastic. All right. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing
okay.
Good. Doing very well. Wow, seems like it's been a month of Sunday since I talked to you, but I'm glad you're doing well. Glad your son is improving as well.
Yeah, so, thank you.
You said something a little bit ago, but you really didn't explain it, about the WTO is trying to change their rules of engagement. Exactly what does that mean? What are they changing from? What are they changing to? How does that affect us?
It doesn't affect us as individuals. It does affect other countries and the things that they're doing with them, who makes decisions. Basically, it was a change in decision-making and power and authority as far as vetoes and those kind of things. So that's about all we need to know, though. But they're just trying to make sense. Yeah.
So just a change as far as vetoes and other things that they're
Yeah, the way they operate. Yeah, the way WTO operates. Not anything about the RV itself.
Okay. Well, that makes it a little more palatable, I guess. And my other question is, I just want to know your I know you're not a financial or investment advisor, so I'm not trying to get advice, but just want to know your opinion. I was listening to Bloomberg Daybreak today. I get up early enough sometimes to listen to them, most times not. But it was saying that J.P. Morgan, you know, Chase Investment Company, was saying for the banks to cut buying U.S. stocks and start buying emerging markets, investing in emerging markets. So other than foreign currency, how would we invest in the emerging markets? Exactly what you think they're looking at or looking for? And it was just a blurb. They didn't really go into explaining what they were talking about.
Okay, so Iraq has a new exchange, right, IFX. They're trying to get as many companies as they can on the IFX for their people to invest in, and we as U.S. citizens have that same opportunity. If I'm looking at, even if I'm a bank, and I'm looking at emerging markets and countries, here's the thing with the U.S. The U.S. Stock started at a penny. I'm going to say that. And it's up to, and this is just an example so you guys understand what they're looking at. And it's up to 8.5 cents right now. And let's say, shoot, if it went to 10%, it would be phenomenal. So is that 8.5, and it's only going to go 1/100 of 1% from now on to get up to 10%. I know I got some growth, but it's going to take me another 50-100 years to peak out if I did. But these emerging markets who go up to 10 are less than 1%, and the growth is going to be 5 times faster because initially, just like any other stock, the growth is fast. Then it slows down, then it enters its way up. So I could take $100 and invest in U.S. market, and I could probably make, you know, $8. But I still made a profit. Or I could take $100 and invest in an emerging market that's just getting new, started, all kind of opportunities, and I can make $80. Which one do I want to do?
Right.
So I need to start looking at those emerging markets, especially when I know this GCR that's about to happen is going to be the driving force in their economies. Especially I know that in Iraq, and Iraq's not the only country like this, guys, because it's not the only emerging market where that's going to benefit from this. As all these countries lined up to put this money in, that all these investors going in here to turn this entire country around, do you know how many opportunities will be there? But it's not just Iraq. There are other countries that are going to benefit. Maybe not as great as Iraq right now, but they are going to benefit, and there's going to be some opportunities there. And not individual markets, because banks don't want to look at, I mean, individual companies, but they will look at that market as a whole, invest in those stocks and bonds and treasuries. at a greater return than they can get from the U.S. right now. So,
okay.
Yeah, it made sense to me.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Well, that makes sense. So that kind of gives me a scope of things to look at instead of a narrow focus like I was thinking. That gives me a whole scope of things to look at and try to understand. Okay. Well, thank
Listen,
you,
let me tell you something since you brought that up. So, guys, and I'm hoping over the years that a lot of you have been listening and heard and learned some things as we've gone along. Just like Bloomberg is talking and saying that banks can do this, and I tell you guys before, you can do that. You know, there's this video out, what is it, Doctors Without Borders or Blacks Without Borders, and they're all about U.S. citizens going to other countries, starting businesses, and becoming billionaires. But, I mean, not even a third of the money that you guys are going to have, billionaires. It's all about the opportunity that if you go somewhere, Africa, Egypt, to any little country like that, I mean, Iraq, Kuwait, well, Kuwait got plenty of money. But any of those third world countries, and you take over 500 generators or 5,000 generators, you bought it $300 a piece, and you supply any little area with power, because that's the first thing, power. Now we can generate water. Now we can bring people in and build huts, houses, stores with. Oh, God, it took me 5 years, but I just created a whole city. And all I started with was $5 million. And now I own this whole city, town. I mean, there's places in the U.S. you could do that, too, if you're smart enough to do it. There's always expanding areas right in your own community where they have a five-year plan, but you can go in and invest in that. You know the infrastructure is there, and you can end up owning 20, 30 businesses right there and do the same thing if you didn't want to go overseas. No. That's all the banks are doing. Which country can I go to, invest in, and basically own the majority of it or own a good return on all of it? Because I know what the growth factor is for their economy as well as their country.
Wow.
You don't have to be a bank with $100 billion to do what they're doing, guys. You can do it. If you can't do it on your own, that's where you look at what we discussed over the years, Shark Tank. You put together a group of people, investment group, you join as partners, everybody gets 10% of this or 20% of this, or you go do this one on your own. But you sit down and map out your own five-year plan, and you can do this. It's not that hard to do. Okay? Especially all you rich people. So.
All you rich people, huh?
All right. Yeah, all you rich people.
Well, thank you for
all
right.
Okay.
Sir. I do appreciate it. All right. You guys have a good afternoon, and we'll talk with you later.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
865 area code. Well, you are on.
Hi, Ray, and hi, Tony. Appreciate your doing the call for us today and have a couple of questions for you. Tony, in your comments, you had said you know for a fact that some were called to Reno, expected to be there Monday, Tuesday, today, tomorrow. Are those folks still there? Did they actually go, and are they still there?
So they were told to prepare to go, and they didn't. They were called back to wait. And then yesterday they were told to prepare to go today. So today's not over yet, but they're telling them prepare to leave to be here tomorrow. That's what they're telling them. Now we're going to have to wait and see what happens. But they didn't vote today like they were supposed to, and I don't even know if they're going to vote tomorrow. But they're ready. Everybody's chomping at the bit. But Iraq keeps changing the date. But we're going to see what happens tomorrow.
Okay. And this issue with a body, is he in, is he not, that sort of thing. Had you heard anything to the effect that, yes, he's in, would be coming in for a second term, but that second term is only going to be for 2 years, not the standard 4 years that he had been serving? Is that surfaced?
Somebody asked me about it this morning. But I know nothing about that happening, because if it did in fact happen, it would be over. We wouldn't be talking about this, because that means the U.S. went in and took over their country again. Because that's the only way that can happen, is for us to go in there and declare a provincial government or a constitute. I mean, shoot, I forgot what you call it. But we'd have to go in there and declare it, and the U.S. would actually take over and name the prime minister once again. It would be for 2 years, but that has not happened to date that I know of, because no one has went over to that meeting. Now, there is a delegation over there, and again, for the last couple of days, they've been talking to individuals, and really in the Kurdistan, which they've been pressuring to get on board with a body and make it easy so that Iraq can make that decision themselves, okay, instead of saying the U.S. took over again. So that's what I would look for, all right?
Okay. And given that this is Wednesday standard time frame for the Gazette to be posted, have they beaten their deadline? Have you heard what's being said in the Gazette, if anything? Or is it still too early for your contact?
Well, I haven't heard anything being in the Gazette today, and already talked to him today, to you earlier this morning, given the update that I gave you guys already. So I wasn't even looking for anything to be in the Gazette. You know something I don't?
No. That's why I was asking you.
Oh.
Yes, just testing the waters here. And
oh,
also looking
okay.
at, you know, you gave us the prior dates of the window, and now you're using other dates of the 25th through the 2nd. So it sounds like we are, you know, just delaying it a little bit, but better late than never. So I appreciate that. And add the 10 days to whatever those dates are, and that's for our 10-day Super Fantasticer Pay It Forward project, and that's what this is all about as well. So, again, guys, appreciate all that you do for us and all the nuggets of information that you share. And have a great, well-found
Okay, let me say
Wednesday.
This before you go. Because I'm not going to see them.
Okay.
The banks over here, they have a window, and they have a time frame that they want to take action. And I think, but it's based on if Iraq will ever do what they say they're going to do, because they were supposed to do it on Saturday. And we had people over there saying, let's get this done, which they thought it would. It didn't. So, again, they prolonged and say, all right, we'll do it on Tuesday or Wednesday. They didn't do it on Tuesday. They didn't do it on Wednesday. But Wednesday comes out, well, we're going to do it on the 25th. And 2 hours later, it comes out and says, we're going to do it on October the 2nd. So those things are hard to work with. But, again, that's why I always say, don't listen to what they say, because we don't never know when that's going to happen. Watch what they do. When they actually do it, then we can put our plan into motion. Okay?
Good advice. We appreciate it. And, again, thanks for all that you do, both of you. We appreciate it ever so much. Have a great day.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. 951, you are on.
Good afternoon. Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
All right.
Good. How are you?
All right. Fine. Thanks. Hey, I was just wondering if we could get any update from you with that supposedly the Abadi and Shabibi and Trump met last week. You said you were trying to anything. I know it's classified. Anything that you can share with us, or you'd want to pass on the question?
Yeah, because we haven't gotten anything out of that. I'm telling you, we have not gotten anything out of the meeting that took place.
Okay. All right, no problem. Now, the other thing, and refresh me this last Saturday, what were we looking for on the 15th, and it didn't happen? Now it says it's going to be the 25th. What were we looking for on that? Was the election, or what are we talking about there?
We were looking for them to vote in the speaker and all the vice, all the deputies. And hopefully the prime minister, which they didn't. So we have a speaker. We have two deputies. Kurdistan needs to name theirs, which they said they named them. They need to vote on it. And then they need to name the largest bloc. And then who the prime minister is going to be.
Okay. And your thinking is that these people have to be seated or whatever before this thing goes or not? What is your take on that?
Because of what Alak is saying, I think they'd like to see them seated, and that is the stability part of the government before they want to release it. And I think so do ours. But, yeah, that's what we're waiting for.
Okay.
Do they have to wait for it? No. He has said he's going to wait for that. But I said, watch what they do. So that's the only reason. It's something easy enough they can do. I mean,
okay.
Go in there and vote.
And
that's all you got to do is vote.
Yeah. And what you're saying is the bank said it's still going to be going, as far as they're concerned, they're still going to be going this month. That's what they're looking for, correct, on that?
They think it's not going to get out of this month with the information they have. So,
okay.
Now, again, that was last week, and they were supposed to vote on Saturday, and they didn't. So we'll wait and see what the update is, because then they were supposed to vote today, and they didn't. So, I mean, that's what keeps pushing things along. Other than that, they're ready to go.
Yeah, you're ready to go then. Okay. Sounds good. Appreciate it, guys. I'll let the next caller come in, and you have a great day, all right?
All right. Thanks, sir.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. 513 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray.
Greetings.
I've been listening to the call for quite a while, and it's my first time on. Actually, I got disconnected about four times before. But anyway, I'm a new widower. My wife passed away of breast cancer after being married for 32 years. And so I'm kind of regretting that she's not here to see, you know, the RV whenever it does happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry to hear that.
A year later, on the anniversary date of my wife's death, first year anniversary date of my wife's death, she passed in 2016, my mom, who was 80, fell off with her fortune, hit a hit on the ground. And so now I am her caregiver. But a while back, you mentioned something to the effect, I don't know if you saw it, Ray, and my phone was going out in and out where my mom lives. Sometimes reception's not good. About if you need to get some money while you're waiting, there was a way to do that by going to an exchange or something like that. But I didn't hear it, the total. I didn't hear everything because it was going in and out of it. Subsequently, I got disconnected and had to call back in, and then you were talking about something else.
Well, we weren't making any references if you're thinking about to go get money on your currency, if that's what you're referring to.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was trying to find out what you were saying because I didn't hear it. I said it was going in and out.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Okay.
Hey,
still there? Hello, sir. If you can hear us, we can't hear you. Okay.
Is the number still live?
That be just, who was that? 513 is gone. It fell off the screen. So he disconnected.
Mm.
Yep, 513 dropped. Okay. He was starting to cut out a little bit. Maybe he'll dial back in and we make him pick that back up. All right. Next on the line is 918 area code.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey.
Good.
Sir.
How are you?
Fantabulous to the nth degree.
Yeah, there you go. I've been listening to y'all for quite some time and really like everything you bring in. Over this period of time, I've developed a contact, and talking to the contact, I told them I was going to share this. They said, fine, go ahead. This contact is a wealth manager with HSBC out of New York, and my last conversation was Monday, and I'm going to share with you all what was shared with me in our telephone conversation. Not that I'm Intel provider or anything, but I wanted to get your all's comments on this. I was told the banks are waiting just as you are, to start foreign currency exchanges, some currencies of which you hold. Have heard rumors throughout our industry of certain start times coming from the internet, but nothing confirmed at this time. Regardless of what you are hearing or reading about any global events, we will take our directive from the UST. They are in charge in this country, not the banks. Would you all concur with that?
Absolutely, because that's who they get it from.
Okay.
We are in there. They cannot go till the Treasury gives them the go. No.
I thought that was good, and I pushed this individual on this month, and I wrote down everything that was told me. I was told, have heard rumors throughout our industry of certain start times coming from the internet, but nothing confirmed at this time. You know, and we're getting various things on that. And another point I wanted to bring up, the Admiral Group, I am not in it, but I know individuals right here in my city that are, and they're not going out to Reno. However, they have been contacted that you will not be going to Reno. They've been given another destination that they will fly to and do their exchanges there, but not in Reno. Have you heard any of that?
This is what I know. Reno's going to do what they can do. Bob's going to do, Admiral's going to do what he's going to do. He has paymasters, and they have certain levels of paymasters. So they have some people who've gone in to get training as paymasters.
Uh-huh.
And when it happens, those people are going to go in, and they're going to go to Reno and try to help them do this faster by one paymaster having 10 associates. Paymasters and getting people paid up. A lot of them, there's no need to even come to Reno because all their paperwork is there. They have their bank account and everything. They just have to do the work of getting it out to them. And because they're such large groups, they're not going to be able to do it all in one day or one week at one time. So where, again, you may call, make your appointment, and be there the next day, they're going to have to wait until their paymaster gets to them. That's all. And their paymaster may not be in Reno. Well, I'm going to go to Oklahoma and do mine. I'm going to go to Arizona and do mine, wherever they may be or wherever they're from. So that could very well be the case.
Yeah, that kind of made sense to me. Back to our group, though, in talking with this wealth manager, when I was told, regardless of what you're hearing or reading about global events, we will take our directive from the UST. I would say, regardless of what happens in Iraq, if we're waiting on a president or another deputy or a prime minister, that may be very well what we're waiting on, because our administration, they want everything in place, and then, maybe then, it might be even more of a delay, we will give the go-ahead to the CBI, and then we will exchange. Do you think that's a possibility?
Yes, I think that's a possibility.
Okay.
Because you got to remember, over the years, Iraq has tried to do this several times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at the wrong time, which the U.S. has stopped it every time. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we will give them the all clear when it's time.
Well, I think
now,
that
we can say that me and you, everyone on this phone, can have this conversation. That is not what they want the Iraq people to think. That's not what they're going to put in their television, in their newspapers. Well, we're going to do this whenever the U.S. gives us permission. That's not how it works. Okay?
Exactly. And for the listeners on the call, when they see articles coming out of Iraq, this and that, well, a lot of it's already, and I agree with Ray on one call, a lot of it's already been decided. It's just not done. So I think everyone would be better off. Yes, everyone wants to exchange and they want their money. Hey, we get that, listeners. But keep this in mind. Our investment over there is huge in money, American lives lost, not to mention what the Iraqis have gone through, and finally enforce feeding them this democracy. It's going to take a little time, and I think our administration, they want everyone in place. And then, maybe then, they'll think about letting this thing go. It could be October, but listeners, it could be after the first of the year, too. So, it is what it is. That's all I wanted to bring up.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, Ray.
Okay, we have 713.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We all really appreciate you being the cheerleader for us, as they asked you to do, and we're very appreciative. I got to ask you a question. Is the borders between Kuwait and Iraq, is it like standing in line taking ticket numbers to go into Iraq?
Well, because I've never been to the border between Kuwait and Iraq, I would assume it's not. It's like other countries. You drive up to the border, show your passport, and go on. Now, if there's thousands of people standing in line to go in either direction, I have no idea.
The reason I ask that is there's a major difference in currency value, and you would think that the Kuwaitis would be standing there running into Iraq to purchase things because they got the money and Iraq has got paper money. I mean, toilet paper money.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I have money. Okay? I'm trying to give, and I live in Chicago. And I live on the east side, west side, whatever it is. And I live in the towers, and I got $2,000 in my pocket. And I know for a fact that on the other side of Chicago, I can go down there and I can buy things at half price on the corner because of whatever reason, the economy, because of where you are. I'm not going down there and buy televisions for $50 because the guy's got a whole truckload of them on the corner. But I got to risk my life to do that. I'm going to pay the $300 right down the street from where I live. So why are people in Iraq, Kuwait, got all this money, going to risk their lives to go with everything that's going on in Iraq to purchase some goods or something else and take out of the country? Why would they stand in line to do that? They wouldn't. Now, when Iraq becomes like Kuwait, when it becomes like Dubai, the rate is only supposed to be no more than a 20% difference. No more than a 20% difference. Or 20 cent difference, not 20%. 20 cent difference, and it's not enough to go back. Right now, I don't run to Canada and buy everything. Canadians don't run down here. They got, man, our money's worth more than U.S. dollars. Let's go over there and shop. I mean, I can go to the border now. I guarantee it's not 1,000 people waiting in line to buy stuff down here. That's not how it works.
Well, I mean, there's such a substantial difference between Kuwait's value to Iraqi's toilet paper money that I would assume that there would be people risking, and I don't even think it's really risking their lives, to go and purchase items at a massive discount. It's kind of like Americans going over to Mexico and purchasing medical drugs. There's a substantial difference. My son's in Mexico. One of the drugs he has to take is $500 in USA, and in Mexico it's only $50. Same identical drug, same pharmaceutical manufacturer. So that's what a medical doctor told me was, you know, get a group of people and go on down to Mexico and, yep, for the old people, go down there and buy in bulk in Mexico and bring it back. They look great savings. So that's one point that I don't have.
Great savings, but is it legal?
Well, the point is that it's not illegal for Kuwait to walk over to Iraq and buy a TV for $50 that would cost them $300 or $400 or $500 in their country.
Not what I'm talking about. What you just said. So somebody's going down there, they're risking jail time, anything, transporting drugs back because they think it's worth it to them because it's in Mexico.
Okay.
If you go over to Kuwait and you got all this money in your pocket, like you're saying, I'm a rich guy going to a poor country to buy goods at discount, and everybody knows that's what I'm coming. I got a pocket full of money, and I'm not risking my life?
No. I completely understand in the way you're
okay.
expressing it. I'm just making a point that once you had stated that Kuwait and Iraq share a port and you've got Iraqis coming in wanting, you know, whatever they get and Kuwaitis wanting their value equal, how can a port be functioning with two different values at a same port in between both countries?
I guess the same way we do. I guess because people smuggle things in, people smuggle things out. It's just the reality. We can't change it. But is that going on? Yeah, probably what you said is going on. But is it every day? Is it 1,000 people standing in line to do that? I don't see that. It's not 1,000 people standing in line to go to Iran. And their money is worthless right now. But they're smuggling stuff back and forth all the time.
All right. Another question. You know, we sat here for years believing that we were involved in this process, and then somebody made the statement that the little people, you know, not the government people, they already exchanged and got their money, that the little people are going to be cut out. Now, I know that was with Obama, but which I know he did not want us to have the money. But the point is that you were contacted by somebody up, you stated, very high up, that asked you to stop the Twitter campaign. At that time, it was the only time I think I know myself and maybe others felt like finally we had a little bit of power because we hit number one 4 weeks in a row on the tweet, and everybody around the world were reading what we were saying. We are the people. My question is, have you made any phone calls to this individual to find out why we are being told week after week, month after month, year after year, it's supposed to have gone? Oh, there was it didn't go through because of this. Originally, what we've been reading is that the start times were to capture the bad guys, which I think a lot of us understood, hey, that's fantastic, you know. And then we understood that there was supposedly quadrillions.
Okay.
Excuse me,
okay,
sir.
Yeah.
You're rehashing the same thing.
Yeah.
Are we going
to
need to move on?
Yeah, we've had this conversation. But let me answer this. First of all, it was not President Obama. It was somebody in the administration. It was not him. And he cleared this along with somebody else. So I don't want him to take blame for something he didn't do. It was people in his administration.
Okay,
so that part is done with. As far as everything else, like he just said, we go through this every time, guys. And I said we did our part. We got accepted. They told us we have a seat at the table. And that's what we're doing until it's our time to go, until something else affects us. and nothing is affecting us right now. It's affecting the country and the world as one. It is not being directed at us. Okay?
No, that's so, no, I completely that was not the purpose of that that statement. The statement was that you had stated someone up there in the big leagues had called you and asked you to stop, and yes, we were included. My question is, have you spoken to them to ask them why we keep being led on and led on, and month after year, we're still in the same boat we were?
Okay, again, yeah, that's the same thing. We are not. They are doing what they need to do to get this process through. I answer that on every call. I answer that actually on every question. Things change because the situation changes. The situation in Iraq changes. And they're trying to do that the right way. Has nothing to do with us. All right. We can go ahead to the next question, though. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Ray.
281 area code. You are on.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Today?
What happened today?
I say, how are you all doing today?
Fantabulous.
Super
to the nth degree.
All right.
How are you?
That's great.
And yourself?
Great. Thank you.
Good.
You take your medication?
Oh, child, I don't have no more. It's so good because guess what? They let me know you like me.
Oh, okay. Absolutely.
I just have a few questions to just reiterate what the young man said earlier. I know that you've told us over and over again, you, in your opinion, you believe we're not going to go into another year, correct? We're waiting.
Another year?
Yeah, because one of the callers just, well, we might even go into the next year. But you have always told us, as far as your opinion, we will not be going into another year.
No. No, I haven't said that. But let's make it clear, that even with him, I never said this was going to 2019, and I don't even know why other people are saying it, because nobody can give me a reason for it to go to 2019. So I've never said that. It may happen, but I haven't said it, because I don't see a reason for it to. Now, this is what will happen. We're going to see this vote. Now, if they drag it out, then it has no choice but to go to them. But I don't see them doing that right at this point. I don't see anybody gearing up for 2019. Everything I see is gearing up for this to happen, excuse me, right now. Maybe in the middle of October, and I've given you reasons for that. But never for 2019 or next year, because that doesn't make sense to me, because the opportunity will have been lost. If they get a government in place, and they don't change that economy during the next 90 days, Maliki, like I said, is going to have an opportunity to mess it up. Iran's going to have an opportunity to mess it up. Saddam has told the people, no riots, no marches for 30 days, and let's see if they do what they're supposed to do. If they don't do that, then this is total chaos, and God knows when it's going to happen. I don't see anybody trying to do any of that. I see them trying to get this done so Iraq can be the country that people want it to be.
I believe that too, right along with you. Now, I don't know how really to word this next question, but I don't know if this is you or Ray or both of you. Now, I'm just wondering, and it's just, I'm just wondering this, that I don't live in a small town, but not a big town. It's media. It has the military post on it. So in you all's opinion, do you all think that I have to do the 2 hours and 45 minutes to go to Atlanta to exchange instead of here in Augusta, Georgia? Or Ray, do you have your papers that Augusta is one of them? I mean, you may not tell me.
I wouldn't tell you that if I did right now. But, no, you won't have to go 2 hours and something. But guess what, though? I might impart some information on you that you may decide to go clear on the other side of the U.S. or do you exchange? What do you think about that?
Well, if that's what it takes.
Except it'll be out of her zone, so she can't. But there.
Yeah, it'll be out of my zone.
Okay.
That was the same in compliance.
I was trying to set a train of thought. Thanks, Tony, for messing it up.
Well, you know what?
The train
I could
of thought
be like
that I was trying to set for you is don't try to stay in your comfort zone. So
right,
I can use a better,
right. Well, I already said, I'm going to be real with
you. Hours,
I said if I have to, I will go three or four.
And still be in the same district. So that's the main thing we want people to don't focus so much on comfort zone, because things like easy, least, look at what they yield. We're not looking for easiest now. We're looking for the best. Well, at least the best of us are looking for the best. I don't know which club you're going to join, the best of us or the rest of us. But the best of us club is looking for the best opportunity. We don't care that it's not right down the street. We're going to go wherever it is. Now, the rest of us, we're looking for whatever's down the street in walking distance, and that's okay.
Right.
If that's your choice.
I'm going to be real with you. I didn't have a problem with going to 2 hours and 45 minutes. I just have someone else that may not be able to go that far. And I told them I will ask the question. Because let me tell you something. If I have to go to Texas, I'll go to Texas, Tony. I don't have a problem with driving where I have to go to do what I need to do to help me and to help my future.
Okay, all right. So we get it to everybody real quick. Every military installation there is will have an exchange center near it. They made that a priority. Every military installation will have an exchange center near it. Okay.
Okay. So since my husband is a veteran, we won't have to worry about going on post then, right?
No, you don't have to go on post. I thought you were a veteran.
No, dependent. But how I got over in Iraq is, remember, I worked for KBR Halliburton for years. And I was in Kuwait.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I went to Kuwait, too, but I went there for medical reasons. So, and I was in Dubai. So I know about those different countries like you do. And it ain't nice that a young man was talking about going across the border. No, thank you. No.
Yeah.
I don't have time.
But
just by being where we were at in
that,
Iraq.
Out of all that? Wait, Halliburton's worse than all that. So now what?
Yes.
I know about Halliburton, too. So just so you know. But anyway.
Baby, I'm still waiting to pay from Chinese time.
I bet
but
you are.
All, yes, I am. And you know that's a long drawn out thing, and they'll take it. I think they told me like 10 years, and that don't mean you're gonna get it then. They will just dissolve it then if you go that long. So I don't look for that. I know that there is greater in store, so I'm just waiting on that. But with that, I thank you all for your time. I appreciate you all. And thank you so much for everything that you do. You all have a blessed day.
Okay,
all
have
right,
a good
thank
day.
You.
Thank you.
631 area code. You are on.
Hello, are you talking to me?
Yes, sir. That is
talking
you.
To you.
That was my Al Pacino invitation. Long day afternoon. I don't know if you guys even remember that movie, but it was a big movie for him. Anyway, I have a couple of questions on a serious note. You talk about, Potty saying, they thought they had the biggest block, and then all of a sudden, and then we sent over, and then there was articles, saying, well, he was only going to be 2 years or didn't even want it, and then we sent over a delegation that's probably still there, plus he came here supposedly, and they talked to Mnuchin and the CBI people and all that stuff. And, you know, he thought something must have been settled. And then he goes back and, you know, it was left that we understood, it was explained, yeah, you know, that we thought that he was going to if they didn't, like, appoint him, like, real quick and get the rate going real quick, we were going to push the issue. And, okay, so that's what we were hoping for, like, on Saturday even. It didn't happen. It didn't happen Sunday. It didn't happen Monday. It didn't happen Tuesday. It's not happening today, maybe. Maybe tomorrow. Okay. So, and then we have all this stuff going on, and you know, when at what point, you know, I mean, it's great that Iraq is, yes, is a sovereign sort of country, and you know, and the people want to be believe that they're deciding everything. Yeah, okay. I mean, this doesn't even happen in our own country. I mean, the thing with Kavanaugh and the Supreme Court justice and everything, I mean, there's all sorts of stuff I'm not even going to get into that's just as vital to the survival of the, you know, and stability of our country as Iraq, even probably more so. So, you know, how, I mean, when are they going to finally get off the pot and say, I mean, it was quite clear that even before the Kurds were, you know, came out and were supposedly, we held their hand saying you're gonna, you know, support this and everything. They supposedly Abadi and Sadr had the largest block, and it was pretty well settled. And that's like we expected all this to happen on Saturday of last week. And then Sadr comes out with a statement, which is another question in a way, a part of it, 30 days. When did that 30 days start? And, like, you've admitted yourself you were confused why this didn't happen before May 12th. And every time we talk, or you talk to everybody, and me, you know, you say it's confusing. You said it a couple times today. You know, we don't know. I mean, it could go into October. Theoretically, it could go end of October. Who knows? I mean, you know, you pointed out a couple times today that, you know, we don't know when they'll come up with something else, whether it's a body or
okay, what's
some
your
other
question?
Reason.
What is it you want
I'd
me
like
to tell?
I'd like to know, first of all, a big thing is, when is Sadr's 30 days over? Because then all hell's going to break loose no matter what we do.
Oh, no, I think it was from a week ago, when they were supposed to have that Sunday million march, and he said no. Let's give them 30 days. So it wasn't last Sunday, Sunday before last.
Sunday,
that's
a week from this Sunday.
Okay,
so
but it's 30 days.
We're already into the second week of it. So,
week of it, but go ahead.
Well, you said the week ago Sunday, so that was last week and this
all right,
Wednesday,
so we're in the second week of that. So we got
okay.
This week
so
and two more weeks to wait.
It's getting real close. I believe I don't have a calendar in front of me, but I believe that's going to be right before, within days or hours of the end of the month. And then
it's not going to be 30 days. It's probably going to be the middle of October. But go ahead.
Middle
I don't
of
know
October.
What today is. Or the first week in October. Today's 19th.
Okay, first week in October. And then Sadr sees, you know, he's taking the reins off of the people and said, okay, basically it's okay to riot and destroy the country, you know, so to speak. That doesn't sound too cool. And all the other things I mentioned is that, you know, it's great that, you know, they want to do things, you know, their way, you know, and, you know, do it, say what they, you know, look what they do, not what they say. Well, okay. Well, all right. We ignore what they say because it, you know, they could be reprint old articles, and they, I mean, the news, even our news, cable companies, MSNBC and CNN, they re edit old footage. You know, they've been doing that for years. So, I mean, to the point being that, okay, you can't believe what they say because the article's changed in the last 2 weeks, but what they do is almost as bad or maybe worse because they don't do nothing.
Okay. Okay, so you said all that to say, what are we waiting for? We don't know. When are we going to know? After they do it. Now, is the government inviting me at the table to say, hey, this is our plan, so go tell everybody? No, they're not. When we did what we did, they said, okay, you've earned your seat at the table. You absolutely have. Okay, sit here. Let us go do what we need to do, and you're going to enjoy the benefits of it because you've earned that seat. And I agreed with that. We've earned that.
I agree. I agree.
And I've said it throughout the last 8-9 years. It is not my job. Now, you can do what you want, but it's not my job to interfere with our government in another country. That's not my job.
Okay? I agree.
It's not my job to try to force policy just so we can get paid. We're going to do another uproar and make them make some decisions so we can get our money. But I am a U.S. citizen. I am a military vet. And one thing I'm not going to do is go against my own government or try to force them to do something that I know we have no business doing because we don't know what's going on in that meeting. We don't know what the benefits are. So all we can do, okay, I'll let you talk, so let me talk, okay? All we can do is pay attention and be ready to go when it's our turn. Let's look at everything. Let's analyze it. Let's try to see what makes sense. But let's not get involved in something we shouldn't be involved in.
Okay. I agree with you totally, and to go just to mention that, you know, our banking system and our, you know, merchant is expressed, you know, he believes it's not going to happen, and all this, and our banking system all the way down the line, the Treasury, from Treasury all the way down to people that even admit it's going to happen, are all, you know, chomping at the bit, as I think you said, or one of the, somebody said, and everybody's ready. Everybody's ready. So now we're waiting for we don't know what to happen in Iraq. It is, I mean, when do they draw the line?
We don't know, but this is it. You're right. Either they're going to do it or the U.S. is going to say, I've had enough and this is what you're going to do. We just don't know when that day is going to come. Now, is it going to come when this Constitution, because they keep saying we're going to follow our Constitution. So by this end date, we're going to vote for this deputy one way or another. Now, do we give it another 15 days for the prime minister or another 30 days? We don't have to because we know who it is. But if we have that available, we're still within the Constitution, so we can drag it out that time. When they go outside that Constitution, or the U.S. sees that Iran or Maliki is causing a bigger problem than needs to be, they will step in and say, this is over for the next 2 years. This is what we're going to do, and we'll try it again then. We don't know what that date is.
I see what you're saying, and as you said, like, at least a few times, or at least twice, that you know, the fact is that, you know, we're going to step in, and if it's not, and either that or it's going to happen before that 30 days is up. But I guess we're just going to have to wait, huh?
There you go. You got it.
Pretty much it.
We're just going to have to wait.
We've run out of time now, sir.
Last thing I want to say, we're out of time now.
We have to get you on the next call. We have run out of time. So we
okay,
got to get our close.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, sir.
All right.
Any closing comments?
Okay, guys. Well, yeah, that whole conversation was closing comments.
Yeah.
That's just who we
like,
are.
Election.
I mean, we can't force anything. Yeah, either they're going to do it or they don't. They keep dragging up. But the fact of the matter is, and I've said it 1,000 times, in the end, we win. All we have to do is stay here, participate, continue to buy, like I said, every week, spend another $39, $50, whatever it is, buy you another $1 million, make you another $500,000 at least off of $50. That's what I keep doing. That's what I tell everybody. And just pick you up another $500,000. When it comes, you'll be like, man, look at here. I didn't have to come out with my pocket with thousands or hundreds. I did $50 a week. Look how many extra millions I got while I was waiting. Or you can do $1,000 a week, borrow another $1 million. That's what you can do. And look how much more I got while I was waiting. But I definitely see things going. They are voting people in. And look how fast they did the speaker in the first two. They could have did the third one that fast, guys. But they're dragging it out for a reason, trying to get where they want us to be. We just don't know what it is. But we know they can go in there and vote that third person in easily. But when they do that, they have to say, well, this is the largest block, so who are you putting up for parliament? And they have to go and do that part. They know what the time frame is. They know the exact number of days they're working with before they hit a wall. And the U.S. just says, we got to do what we got to do. We gave you the time, the Constitution. Now you're outside the Constitution. Maliki can use it against you. Iran can use it against you. So we're going to do this, and we'll try it again in 2 years. But whenever the U.S. does that, the RV is still going to happen. People are going to come in. They're going to go on with the country one way or another. And in 2 years, the country will be more or better economically than they are now. They would have completed some of the contracts. They have water. They have electricity 24 hours a day, everything. You'll see what true democracy looks like. You'll see what the growth of their country looks like and be ready to go on. So if it happens like that, okay, it's still a good thing. We still win. So we just have a short window here to wait and see. So let's do that. But let's take advantage of it while we do. So if we hear anything good, we'll tweet it out. We'll put a statement out. Anything else? Or Ray will put it into the form as a blast for you guys to get. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm enjoying mine. We'll be back Friday to do it again. Ray?
All right. Thank you, sir. You know, members, I want to remind all of you, and I'm sure Tony does too, but I'm going to say I very much believe this is a short window that we are in. We both do. And we need to be taking advantage of the short time that we have together, because we're not going to always be around to help you understand things, make sure you're clear here and you're clear there. Redundancy has its place. Now, there's no value when the same question gets asked on each call and we're not learning anything. Now, if you're learning, then a repeated question is fine because that's helping someone else learn something. But when the answer takes us nowhere, then there's nothing more to learn there. So we would ask you members to be thoughtful of other members on the next call when you come on to ask questions, because some of you naturally can beat other ones in. You figured out the trick how to, you know, be in front of the other ones. So be considerate of them. And if it's going to be a redundant type question where you already know the answer is not taking us anywhere, be considerate of that other member and don't get on and ask that question and let them ask a new question, or let them ask a redundant question that is still helping others to learn. So keep that in mind, members, as we close out today's segment. Redundancy does have its place, but only if it's something that's going to lead to an educational positive result and not just take us right back into a dead end over and over and over again. So if you would be so kind to think about the other members and other callers, that takes a load off of me trying to remember who you are and not to let you come in because of being redundant, taking us nowhere. So thank you very much for that. And it's Hump Day Wednesday, so enjoy your Wednesday. We look forward to talking to you on Friday. If something doesn't happen between then, if something happens between then, we're still going to be talking to you. So keep believing, folks. We sure do.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
In the words of the song,
I believe.
It's already done.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe
Are you ready?
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Trust in him. Hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's
remember this.
Your storm is over. I feel it. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I feel it. You made it through it.
Joy
cometh in the morning.
Okay, that didn't work. Anyway, trying to get these recorders turned off. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy this hump day Wednesday. Mike.